Matthew chapter 5, verses 38 through 42 states, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not turn away." When thinking about going the extra mile, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? For me, I automatically think about putting others before myself. Matthew chapter 20, verse 16 says, "So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." This idea of thinking of others and putting their needs before our own is very foreign in our world today. With this selfish agenda all around us, it can be difficult to remember to place ourselves last instead of listening to the voice in our heads that wants us to be first in everything. The second thing that I tend to think about when faced with the subject of going the extra mile is the golden rule. Most of us are familiar with this rule as we were taught it from a young age. This rule originates from Luke chapter 6, verse 31, which says, "And just as you want men to do to you, you also do to them likewise." This concept of doing unto others as you would have them do to you is a necessary component in going the second mile. This idea is all about going above and beyond the world's conception of serving others to show love and devotion to them through the name of Christ. Using the example that we read in Matthew, walking 1 more mile than we need might seem pointless in our selfish society, but if it means helping our brothers and sisters in Christ, it should be our top priority. Going the extra mile doesn't just help others, it sets us apart from the world while also bringing glory to God. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. There it reads, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor did they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." We are commanded to be in the world and not of it. One of the best ways that we can do this is by showing our love for others by going the extra mile. People will notice that our actions are out of the ordinary in a positive way, and through these actions, they will see that we are set apart from the normalities of the world. We are also commanded in the Bible to serve others in this way. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10 says, "Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are in the household of faith." There are so many examples of this in the Bible. One of the greatest examples is found in John chapter 3, where we see Christ washing the disciples' feet. Jesus took this opportunity as a teaching moment because it shows that someone as holy as the Son of God can perform such a selfless act with willingness and love. Matthew chapter 20, verse 28 reads, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and give his life as a ransom to many." If we are trying our best to be like Christ in our daily lives, then we should be striving to serve others selflessly. So remembering what it means to go the extra mile and reasons why we should, it's crucial to think of how we should go about doing this. When it comes to going the second mile for others, it is important to remember that we shouldn't be doing so with the mindset of only doing it for the gratification of others. Instead of going about this in a way that brings glory to yourself instead of God, we should be going the extra mile with genuine love and even finding joy in doing so. Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 through 4 says, "Take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they will have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly." Our acts are worthless if our only motivation to do them comes from the selfishness of our hearts. Instead of serving others with an unwilling attitude, we should find joy and satisfaction in it, as encouraged in Psalm chapter 40, verse 8. This can be difficult at times, but if we are loving one another, as we are commanded in James chapter 2, verse 8, we will be able to overcome that challenge. We should also be jumping at every opportunity to serve those in need. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 reads, "Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." You might find that seeing the happiness that you can bring to others by going further than necessary to serve them brings true joy to you as well. It's so much easier to seek out these opportunities if you train yourself to do so in a loving and willing manner. If we are striving for righteousness every day, as commanded in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, and we look for opportunities to serve others with an attitude of humility, we can actively fulfill the command to go the extra mile while bringing glory to God and benefiting the lives of those around us.